Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Tuesday, December 23rd. It is almost Christmas, folks. A family was displaced Sunday when fire tore through their home in Riegelwood. Acme Delco Riegelwood Fire Rescue, along with Northwest, Buckhead, and Bolton, managed to save most of the home. It was uninsured. The fire was caused by a power strip that had multiple items hooked up to it, according to Chief Steve Camlin. ADR is collecting donations for the family. They have a four-year-old boy. You can drop any donations off at the fire station in Riegelwood. William Cody Inman is being held under no bond for the Sunday homicide of David Ray Ivey on Dudney Road near Chabern. Inman, age 28, allegedly fired a handgun inside the home where a woman and child were also present. The sheriff's office is investigating. We have more on this story on our website. Alcohol law enforcement and Wavell police destroyed multiple bottles of liquor Friday night during a raid on the Twisted Pecan and the former Wavell Axis and Ales in downtown Wavell. An illegal gathering was taking place at the Axis and Ales facility, which has been closed for several months. We've reached out to alcohol law enforcement for more information. Wavell police are reminding motorists to lock their vehicles. A string of car break-ins last week netted computers, laptops, firearms, cash, and even a couple of vehicles were stolen. WPD urges everyone to never leave a firearm or any valuable visible in a vehicle and always take your keys out of the ignition and lock your doors when you get home. Highway Patrol and local law enforcement are out in force as part of the Booze It and Lose It Christmas enforcement effort. Troopers, deputies, and officers will be hitting the roads hard between now and January 3rd, cracking down on impaired and unsafe drivers. Remember, if you spot suspicious driving on the highways, you can dial star HP. We are in one of the busiest times of the year for hunters and outdoorsmen. Deer and bear seasons end January 1st. Most small game seasons are in, as well as some migratory birds. Be sure to wear an orange cap or other outer garment, and do not enter another person's property without permission, even to retrieve dogs or game. It's not just rude, it's illegal. For more information on wildlife regulations in North Carolina, go to ncwildlife.org. Due to the Christmas holiday, trash pickup for most county residents will take place on the day after your usual pickup day. In other words, Thursday customers will be serviced on Friday. Friday customers will be serviced on Saturday. Most county and government offices will be closed Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. ColumbusCountyNews.com has been purchased by Southeastern Community News. That's a new media company owned by Jefferson Weaver. CCN will continue to provide news at no cost to our readers. The Columbus County Sheriff's Office is accepting applications for the Spring 2026 session of the Citizens Academy. The free program takes residents behind the scenes to see the daily work of CCSO deputies, detectives, detention officers, and the specialized unit. Sessions will include patrol procedures, criminal investigations, detention processes, tours, information about traffic enforcement, and much more. Start date is February 16th. And the class is very limited, so contact the Sheriff's Office for more information. Veterans Memorial Park of America is having its turkey shoot Friday, Saturday, and December 1st. Shooting time starts at 6:30. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway South. For ColumbusCountyNews.com and WTXY, this is Jefferson Weaver.